Hey Cards fans, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about the recent slump on the offensive side, also some transactions, and we're going to look forward to the postseason.
So I think the big thing is, Pujols being two away from 700 for the Cardinals right now.
And Wino and Yadi are breaking a MLB record each time they make a start together.
Yeah, I mean, they're breaking their own record over and over again. They're just making it better and better. Going to be, pretty much impossible to break that record, which is crazy, Literally watching history every single time. Albert has gone on record to say that he's not really trying to hit 700. He's pursuing another World Series championship, which I love to hear. That's the attitude that's going to help us win. It's going to keep going. He's got like 12-ish games, three more weeks of games to get the 700. If he does, fantastic. He's, two away.
Yeah.
Very, very real possibility. But I like that the attitude he's approaching all the games with is just trying to win the game as much as possible, so that they can win another World Series, so that he can retire with another ring in St. Louis, which shows, because a lot of his home runs recently have been in clutch, high-pressure situations to either tie the game, get a go-ahead home run. Recently, his home runs have been legitimately helping us win or at least stay in the game, which is fantastic.
Yeah. And also, Yadier Molina has been stepping it up at the plate as well.
Mm-hmm. He's at
three home runs recently, including two in one game. Also, Pujols I know he hits really well at PNC and against the Pirates. He has six games, like the last six games are all against the Pirates.
Mm-hmm. So, three-game series at Busch and then a three-game series at Pittsburgh. So, it would be kind of cool if he hit his 700th at Busch Stadium. That would be electric.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how loud the crowd would get, but it's got to be near the record if he gets
to... It's going to be crazy loud. Crazy, crazy loud.
Yeah. So we're getting to the end of the season, right? I mean,
they only 3 weeks left. Yeah.
They got these two games against the Padres. Mm-hmm. They got a Dodgers meet with the Dodgers. They see the Brew Crew for two games, and then they have six games against the Pirates, and that's it. I mean,
one of the easiest second half schedules is coming to a close. We have, yesterday we fell short losing 0-5 to the Padres, which are, a potential team that we might have to face to go to the World Series, depending on how standings line up at the end of the season. I think these next two games are about this entire series in California with San Diego and LA are vitally important for us to show that we can beat these teams, because these are the teams we're going to have to beat to try and get to the World Series. The Milwaukee series, it'd be nice to just, at that point, we basically would just be clinching the, division if we win against them, because then they'd be too far out to ever win the division. So we wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. And the Pittsburgh series is to maybe, depending on what happens, we're only like, four and a half games out of that second seed. Not that I see Atlanta or the Mets starting to decline anytime soon, but there is that somewhat possibility for us to get a better seed and we get a bye and we don't have to play wild card. As of right now, I think we would have to play Philadelphia, which I'm not really too worried about, if I'm being completely honest. But I still feel like the San Diego and Dodgers series that we're playing right now, we need to prove ourselves as a legitimate contender. Yesterday, Wayno wasn't pitching terrible, but we, story of Wayno's life is we don't give him any run support, and we just were not able to get pretty much any offense going that game. It was tough.
Yeah. He had that one bloop hit on him that scored two, and then I think he hung a curveball for a home run, but
yeah,
it wasn't too bad, but we just – the offense has just been dead.
The only really two people who've been doing things the last is Yachty, which is kind of weird to see. And Tommy Edman kind of does well towards the end of the season. Historically, the past 3 years he's played with us, but Nootbaar kind of has declined from his like leadoff season where he was doing really well. Donovan is still getting on base and taking walks, but you know, we need to be able to get him into scoring position to be able to move him around. And that requires base hits as well. You know, Corey Dickerson is not as hot as he used to be, unfortunately. Hopefully, maybe he'll find his groove again. But then we're also still, you know, Tyler Neal and Dylan Carlson are not seeing a lot of play time, you know, because of just situations there. And their bats could have been potentially useful. But there's a reason why Nolan
and Gorman
got sent down. Yeah.
He's optioned. Yeah.
Optioned back down.
And then Yepez came back up.
We're trying to figure out how to get that offense going back again. And if Yepez is the answer because he was doing well in the minors again, then so be it. We don't have the lineups yet for today's game against San Diego, but I would not be surprised if Yepez was in the lineup today, tonight, to see how he does. Because, you know, Nootbaar will always be on the bench and he'll be, you know, he's making Gold Glove plays in the outfield, though. You know, defensively, he's still fantastic and needed. And I think he'll, you know, hopefully find his groove again, at least by the postseason, which is the most important part. But they're still going to have the energy. We just got to make sure that we can, you know, consistently hit, because the wild card, although a 3-game series now, which is very good, you still need to win 2 games, you know?
Yeah.
So if you lose the first
Speaking of Gold Gloves, speaking of Gold Gloves in the outfield, Harrison Bader made his first start for the Yankees yesterday.
Yeah, so that trade clause, I think he had a prospect for Montgomery, is out the window. We're good.
Yeah, and so I wish him the best, and hopefully he does well.
I hope so, too. I think he looks good in a Yankees jersey.
Yeah, I don't really like the cut hair, but –
It's kind of a thing with the Yanks, but whatever. I'm not the biggest fan of the no beard thing either. I mean, Jordan Montgomery looks great with a beard. You kidding? He grew a full beard as soon as he could.
Yeah.
Looks good. I mean, Joey Gallo was like Samson. Cut off his beard, went to the Yankees, wasn't doing well. Went to the Dodgers, grew his beard back. Oh, he can do well again. You know, he can hit. It's weird how some, you know, the little superstitious things kind of gets people.
Yeah. So the Cardinals really haven't scored. I mean, the doubleheader versus the Reds, the first game they scored like 4 or 5 runs, but in the second game,
it was a 1-0 game.
They didn't really score any runs except for the one where Kisner scored
and scored at the walk-off. It's been, I mean, I'm looking at scores right now, and you know, recently our most recent win with high numbers was Pittsburgh, a 7-5 win. But you know, a lot of the time, you know, four runs. But in, you know, the last 4 games we played, we've only scored 6 runs. And all of those were in the doubleheader against Cincinnati. We scored 0 against the last game against Cincinnati, lost 3-0, and we didn't score at all yesterday, lost 0-5. So we've only scored 6 runs in the past 5 games. Past four games. But, you know, we can't have those. We can't get shut out. We have to be able to score at least one. If we can score one, I have confidence that we can at least keep it there. Obviously, we'd want more because we have the potential to score a lot of runs every single game. Right now, we're kind of in a little bit of a rut. And I don't know if it's just because it's coming to the end of the season and people are getting too tired or what have you. But I would hope that tonight we can get a nice kind of offense kind of jolt back, especially against San Diego, kind of give us another boost of confidence. And then we can hopefully continue to roll from there into the postseason, continue that good offensive push. Because, you know, it's, at least according to the numbers, we're going to probably have to play the Dodgers to get to the World Series. And the Dodgers are obviously a very good, very, very good team, very good players. They can score a lot of runs. And
I mean, they already have 100 wins.
100 wins.
They already have 100 wins. And there's still like a few weeks left in the season.
Yeah, I mean, they clinched already. Just, they were the first team, I think, to 100 wins too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, especially that Dodger series coming up is going to be vitally important to show that we can beat these guys in, you know, I would, you know, blowout fashion would be nice to keep my heart from beating too fast watching the game. But as long as we can win, we just got to show that we can.
Mm-hmm. So how concerned are you with the offense after these last few games? Like, do you think they can get it back going pretty quickly and it's just a minor blip, or is this something we're going to be talking about still in a few weeks?
I think because we still have like 2.5 weeks, it's just going to be maybe a little blip. I feel like by the time we get to the postseason, we're going to get into that groove again. It's just our got like our, you know, our power guys that are hitting the ball really hard or haven't been making contact recently. You know, Tommy Edman is making good contact, but he's a contact guy. He's just supposed to get on base. You know, Brendan Donovan also works counts, gets walks. He has like, as in his rookie season, mind you, he's not going to win rookie of the year because of Spencer Strider over in Atlanta. But in his rookie season, he has like 76, 77 something full counts, which is crazy. He can see the ball well, but you know, Arenado necessarily hasn't been hitting, you know, really hard balls into good spots. You know, Goldie hasn't hit a home run in a little bit. But I do think that I really hope, and I do think that Yepez being called up could kind of help us, you know, get a little fired up. He's in the lineup tonight as, you know, you would think batting. Yeah, he's batting behind Albert in front of Paul DeJong in the sixth spot.
The lineup's came out? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Paul DeJong's back up, though. I didn't see that. It kind of slipped past me, and then I saw him playing a game. And I didn't know when he got called up, but, you know, he obviously Paul DeJong's kind of doing Paul DeJong things again. He's hasn't been, you know, doing really well at the moment. His swing is not bad. It's just, I think Jim Edmonds was talking about it one time during a broadcast is that there's just one in his hands. It was like one quick movement that he keeps doing out of habit. That's making him just late on those balls, which is why he's popping everything up or fouling it off and not actually making good contact and getting the ball in play. So I hope that maybe he can do something, you know, but at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One thing that concerned me when I watched the game last night was it was when Burleson was up to bat. I know he's a young guy and he doesn't have a lot of at-bats, but the pitcher just basically threw different location, but like same pitch, 95 mile an hour fastball, just three swing and misses, you know?
Yeah.
And that was just concerning to me that he can't even catch up to the fastball. So hopefully he can adapt to ball better, but I don't know. I just wanted to point that out because that was concerning to me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's going to be on the postseason roster. I think they're just calling him up now because we are really close to clinching anyway. And they want to give him a little bit of time because maybe next year he can get some more playing time depending. But I mean, I would assume that Nolan Gorman would be on the postseason roster, depending on how he does down in
AAA.
I mean, it's between Yepez and Gorman. And then you run the thing of, like, do you want Gorman still because he can still play second base on the infield, which he made a great catch over his shoulder the other day. Or do you want Yepez to be able to be a DH and or play the outfield if you need him to?
Do you think DeJong's on the roster? Do you think DeJong's on the postseason roster?
I would probably think that he is. Whether he gets a lot of playing time during the postseason is another story. But I would assume that we would bring him just because he has that experience in the postseason before, and so it might not jar him as much. I really think when it comes down to either Gorman or Yepez, the deciding factor is if Tyler O'Neill is in there. Because I think if Tyler O'Neill is in there, Yepez is probably out. Especially for the sake of Tyler O'Neill, even if he's not starting, can be a easy pinch runner decision because of just how fast he is. So we'll see how it goes with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see how they could leave O'Neill off the postseason roster. I mean, he's got such a high ceiling, and he has a high sprint speed, and he's got a lot of power when he makes contact.
Yeah, and he was getting in a little bit of a groove.
And he's a veteran, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I do think that as soon as we get into the postseason, the Cardinals are, you know, going to play the Cardinal way. It's going to have that, like, we're going to clutch up in the moments that we need to. The vibe is going to be different, which is why I'm not too terribly worried at the moment with the offense. But by the time we get – by the time – like, I think by Monday at the very latest, which is our off day, like, we should have been able to beat LA and San Diego and win those series. I think we need to win these series to show people that, yes, we're offensively capable, because everybody knows we're defensively capable of winning games. We can win a 1-0 game with our defense alone. But I think we need to show the baseball world that the Cardinals are offensively capable to, even if the pitching isn't so well, still win a 6-3 game, because we have the offensive potential.
Yeah. I've noticed that Ollie is switching up the defense if we have a lead late in the game. Like, he'll, like, turn the team into, like, a defensive, like, minded team, and, like, take out all the power hitters and just put in his defenders, you know?
Which is good.
It's really smart. Yeah.
Playing the chess
game. It's something that Matheny didn't do, and Schultz didn't really do either, so just kind of interesting.
Schultz just kind of had the lineup pretty much the same throughout, but Ollie's, credit to where credit is due, has been doing a fantastic job at pushing the right buttons at the right time, especially in those high leverage situations. He's putting in the right guys that we need to, because they have been able to clutch it, you know. So yeah. I'm not too terribly worried. I definitely think that it is something that we need to fix in these next two series that we're playing over in California. I'm really, really excited to wait till 9:10 on Friday for that Dodgers game. But, you know, it's California, so it's
a few
hours away. But whatever. But especially, oh gosh, especially now, that Dodger series is kind of, I know it's not the postseason, but this Dodger series, is especially considering it's late in the season, is going to feel kind of like our revenge for the wild card last year, since they took us out. I really want to be able to beat the Dodgers and say, like, yeah, we're going to do this to you again when we see you in the postseason. Because last year's wild card was a very, very winnable game, and I just think unluckiness got us there. And being that it was a one-game wild card, it was the one and done. But now I think it's possible.
Yeah.
And obviously
– the season
– I'll go.
The season was over, like – we got in the postseason then. day later, we're done.
Yeah, it was gone.
You know?
Yeah. No, it was crazy. And obviously, yeah. We're a Cardinals podcast. We're Cardinals fans. We're talking about the Cardinals going all the way. But do you think that potentially as a surprise team, because anything can happen in the postseason, that Philadelphia might go further than the wild card? Whether it's the Cardinals playing them or a different team. Because I think they would be the surprise team because we have the Mets and Atlanta, San Diego, Dodgers, and the Cardinals. And then there's Philly, which kind of seems to be like the outlier team. And yeah, Schwarber's been hitting home runs as usual. And they've been getting a little bit better.
Yeah, well,
but
they've been playing pretty well without their MVP, Bryce Harper. And now they've got him back. So yeah, I think they do have the potential to win the wild card round in advance. Do I think they'll beat the Cardinals? I'm going to have to say no.
I'm going to have to say no to the beating the Cardinals, but I don't know. I could see.
They are a good team.
They are a good team. You know, everybody's question was like, oh, their defense might, you know, is they're not defensively organized. They're kind of, you know, almost the exact opposite when it comes to the Cardinals. We have a lot of defensive run saves. They have a lot of runs that are not defensively saved at all. And they got a little bit better by getting Edmundo Sosa from us defensively. But I feel like people are maybe sleeping a little too much on the Phillies. I don't think they're going to beat the Cardinals as of stands right now, since we have to play them, but it would be interesting to see.
Did you see that one play by Edmundo Sosa? It was like this one guy was stealing or something, and Edmundo Sosa like jumped up to get the ball and then like was like jumping over the guy and like
tagged him between his legs, right?
Between his legs, like, tagged him. Yeah.
That was crazy. It was like
amazing play.
I mean, and that's bonkers. And I really think that Philly for Edmundo is such a good spot, because obviously he's not necessarily the biggest bat in the world, but Philly doesn't need any more big bats. They have those. Being that he is a more defensive mind player, now he can get a lot of starts in the infield and help them in the third base spot, in the, you know, short second base spot if he needs to. So I think that was a really good position for him. And Jojo Romero's been doing decently well for us. You know, I think he's going to get a little more comfortable and he's going to get better there. But yeah, at this point, we're just waiting to clinch our division, get into that spot. And I think the only thing that we might be chasing, in quotations, is maybe getting the bye seed from the wild card, if we can. You know, sometimes the last day of the season is like, oh, this team could, this team couldn't, depends on who wins and who loses, you know. There's always those storylines on like the last two games of the season, which are crazy.
Yeah, one thing we haven't talked about is so Dakota Hudson sent down, made a great start, and then also Mats too. They're both in Des Moines, Iowa, and then they had to drive up for the second game of the doubleheader, I think. And Dakota went 8 innings, as well as the Quintana also went 8 innings.
Wow.
Like no earned runs. And then Mats also had a scoreless inning. So we'll see what they can produce. I mean, because we haven't really seen Genesis Cabrera, so maybe Mats could take his spot in the bullpen. I definitely think from what we've seen anymore. Well, for the rest of this season,
we got Quintana, Montgomery, and Michaelis is making the start tonight, so
but he could be proven important in the bullpen. Because he's a solid pitcher. He's a solid pitcher. And he can definitely contribute to the team.
Yeah, and especially considering the fact that you have the Cardinals playing behind you defensively, you're good, you know? If it's on the ground, Arenado is probably going to make. Oh my gosh. Can we talk about his one play that he made in the Cincinnati series where he caught it and from his knee threw a perfect ball right to Kisner? And Kisner made a great catch and tag as well.
Yeah.
That saved a run. Oh my gosh. That was. Oh, that is crazy. That is going in his career highlight reel for sure. For sure.
I mean, he almost makes like two or three highlight reel plays a game. I mean,
every game.
Just last game, he like dived for a ball. Like, he didn't come up with it. It rolled away. He ran over and just fired it over to first and got him out.
It's crazy.
It was just incredible. He's such an athlete. I mean,
his career highlight reel is going to need to be like just a documentary long. It's going to be like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Full length. And that's just with defense. He's still is a great offensive player too. You know, everybody's talking about NL MVP. It's, you know, the top two are Goldschmidt and Arenado. Because he's been doing well as of late, you know? It's great to have those two at the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but yeah, Cardinals are, or it's winding down. We're almost there. I think as soon as we get to the postseason, the buzz is just going to pick up so much, and that Cardinal way is going to come into play. Cardinals are going to start playing really well. Cardinals are going to start clutching up, and I feel really good about making it to the World Series this season, not only because of the storyline with Pujols, Waino, and Molina, but for the sake of we have team to get there. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not actually that worried about any of the American League teams that we might have to face in the World Series. I'm not worried about the Astros, really. We beat the Yanks in the season. Not really worried about them. You know, who else we got in the American League, you know? Cleveland right now is potentially going to be there, but they're probably not going to make it any much farther. Seattle kind of is a sneaky team.
Yeah, Mariners.
You know, but I'm not afraid of
Tampa Bay. They haven't made the playoffs in 20 years. I mean,
that is crazy.
They haven't made the playoffs in my lifetime.
Yeah, I have not been alive since Seattle has made the playoffs. And as much as I love Baltimore and they're like five games out and I want them to make it, Seattle has got to stay in the playoffs because that would be so, so sad. My goodness gracious, especially with Julio, who's doing fantastic. And so I think that it could be the sneaky team of the American League. The only team that I might be a little bit scared about is Toronto. We haven't proved throughout this season when we did play Toronto that we could do well enough against them. But I also don't think that Toronto is going to make it to the World Series.
We beat him without Goldschmidt and Arenado.
Yes. But it felt like, at least to me watching it, it felt tougher than what it should have been. And it probably was because we didn't have Arenado and Goldschmidt. But that also begs the question. If Toronto gets to the World Series and it's a Toronto Cardinals World Series now, I don't think Toronto will get to the World Series. I think they're going to be eliminated. Would Arenado and Goldschmidt then get vaccinated to play in Toronto for the World Series? Surely, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really see them making the World Series. They're just not that good.
I don't think we're going to get there. But
I mean, we can have that discussion when they get there, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either. In my opinion, I think Seattle is the sneaky team to get there. And then you have Houston and New York. But I mean, the more I'm talking about it, the more I could see Seattle just making an absolute tear and get to the World Series. Can you imagine a Seattle Cardinals World Series? That would be so, so fun. Because they're both kind of like lower market, you know, teams, but they're, you know, big enough that kind of people know about them. But because it's a Cardinals-Seattle series, it's not the big market teams anymore. I feel like more people would actually watch that because they're like, oh, it's two teams that, like, we haven't seen in a little bit. You know, it's not the Dodgers again. It's not the Yankees. You know, that would be fun. Seattle,
yeah.
You know, with Julio doing amazing and the rookies that we have, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. I think once we're in the playoffs, I think we should upload every day. We should do a new podcast every day.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be tough. Maybe every other day. I still have homework, you know. I'm a student here. But I'm willing to do a lot more than just 1 week, especially in the postseason, because it's going to get crazy. Yeah. It's going to get crazy.
It's going to get insane.
Oh, man. I'm excited. We're almost there.
Yeah. I mean, it snuck up on us. I can't believe, like, opening day was, like, months ago, right? It just feels like it was yesterday.
It's so weird. I remember literally going to the TV to watch opening day. I posted some on my Instagram being like, hey, it's opening day. Let's go. And the summer came by and the game, I mean, 162 game season goes by really quick when you look back on it. I mean, hell, we're almost, it's almost October when it's almost postseason baseball. The Blues are going to start playing in a few weeks here. Hockey's going to start back up. And then in the middle of the hockey season, soccer season starts up. Then we're right back into baseball. Oh, I mean, baseball is going to be going away in a little bit. But we've got plenty of stuff to talk about sports wise in St. Louis. It's good. It's good time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have a few people I like to interview during the postseason / off season.
Mm-hmm.
There's a history professor at Valparaiso University who teaches the history of baseball class.
Wow.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
And so,
I might have to take that here at Missouri State. We offer it too.
Really?
Yeah. I just found out about it a couple of weeks ago. Thanks to my roommate. He was like, hey, this is a thing. And I know how much you like baseball. I'm like, oh, yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd like to talk to him and maybe some other people at the Post Dispatch. We'll see.
Yeah. We've got a lot of fun stuff postseason and even the offseason.
Yeah, so we'll see. All right.